Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, downtown Grand Rapids. You're listening to Grilling Guys, and hopefully you're enjoying some of this Indian summer weather, I think. Maybe it's a little early to call it that. I mean, fall just started this last week, but man, we've got some nice weather out there. Kind of hard for me, Barbecue Bob, to get the itch to go hunting when it's still 80 degrees every day. But you know what? I'm not complaining. So I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And kind of typical for us here in the Great Lakes area. Everybody around the country has, of course, your different seasonal changes. And I guess we've had a little bit of a hot summer and kind of perfect fall, but it's getting cooler every night now, and the turkeys are roaming and the deer are roaming, and I start getting a little trigger happy.
Yeah, exactly. A week from today, I'm going to be at my Shartucky deer camp. Can't wait. And I got a couple things I want to talk to you about there that I'm going to be cooking up for them, but we'll get into that. But right now we're kind of going to focus this show on tailgate. Right, and grilling, because that season is upon us as well, where all the football games are around, and what a fun time to get out and share some grilled food with your friends.
That's right, and if you're going to go tailgating, where do you go first?
Well, you usually go to beer, right? I mean, that's a big part of our tailgate. You can't grill it, but I got to have it to use my grill, right? Because grilling is a one-handed sport.
Specifically go where?
Well, we go to, okay, let me tee this up some more. But jeez, before you get, you got to get your beer somewhere, right? And it's Siciliano's Market and it's Siciliano's Beer of the Week. We found a little brewing company down in Door, Michigan, which is south and west of the greater Grand Rapids area. The place is called Five Lakes Brewing Company in Door, and they've got their Five Lakes, they must enjoy bowling down there. This one's called the Gutter Ball New England IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Had a first sip of it here, and it's actually a little fruity. It's got a little bit of a fruity finish to it, and they even describe that on the can. So not sure what they're using to acquire that, but it is kind of a it's just different. It's a light, little bit lighter beer, 5.7 by 8. APV, ABV, so, it's not a session beer necessarily, but I kind of like it.
It won't tip you over.
No, and just like every beer, our friends at Siciliano sell this stuff by the can, so if you want to go try it. You don't have to dive in for
a
12-pack.
One sip and you can't even talk.
Right, exactly. you got me all rattled here, Bob.
I guess so. But, anyway. I love picking this up because it gives me a chance to peruse the aisles there, and when I picked this up earlier this week, I picked up a beautiful bourbon, and of course now I won't be able to remember the name of it. It's a very limited edition bourbon they had sitting up on the counter, and there's a couple bottles left if you wander into Siciliano's. They're in what I'd call Shawmut Hills, the west side of Grand Rapids, the newer west side. So it's the uppity Polish crowd up there.
Right, yeah,
but it's my old neighborhood. When Maureen and I first moved here, it's our old hood, so I have a lot of reasons to love that little section of West Michigan,
right on Lake Michigan Drive.
Yes, yep, it
easy
is
easy to find.
But I picked up some cigars, beautiful bottle of bourbon. It was on sale for about $58, pretty reasonable for what I would call a collector's item. And this week, dude,
it's
did
collecting any dust though, is it?
It is right now. Yes, I'm gonna try and stash it as long as I can. And I'm trying to build up my bourbon selection so it's as nice as
possible. You wanted to look at or you wanted to drink, man?
I want to covet.
Ah. Well, it's good that I'm a coveted friend. So we'll
That's right. And I have to keep certain special bottles around so when guys like you come over, I can impress you.
And that's very important.
You'd be really impressed because since you've been there, I've also even cleaned my garage. That's how good things are going.
Wow. You got way too much time on your hands. That was a full garage.
It's weird having no kids around because it's like Maureen and I get to do things at night that are just a little special, like clean the garage.
Oh, that is
and
special.
And the barn. So right. We're in good shape there. Olivia and her boyfriend came over this week, and I made a pork loin, and I did my little cutting it into chops trick. So I cut it into about like 1.5 inch chops. Maureen made up a cherry pie. We were up in on Lake Michigan a couple weeks ago, and we're heading back up next weekend. But we got some of those Montmorency cherries, and so she made a beautiful cherry pie. I cut this loin up into chops that were probably 1.5 inches, and then I got my big jacquard out, the one you gave me, and I put some.
That's where that is.
Yes. I put some, well, somebody might as well use it.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
I put a little Meyer's lemon EVO on it.
It's Meyer lemon, not from Meyer's.
Okay, sorry.
From Old World Olive Company,
M-E-Y-E-R.
Right.
And then I took my jacquard and pounded the heck out of each side, flipped it over, put more oil on it, took the jacquard, which is like a bed of nails, and drove it down into that until it was disfigured. And then I seasoned it. So in this case, I do it a little backwards. I don't season it and then oil it. I put the oil on because I'm not trying to drive the seasoning into it. I'm trying to drive the oil into it. Right. Typically, I would season it, then oil it. But in this case...
Well, pork loin's a little bit lean. I mean, the fat's on the outside. It's
I want to tenderize it, and I want to try and drive as much of that oil in it as I can. And then I grilled them up to, 146 maybe. Got my ThermoPen out. If you don't have a ThermoPen... Go to our website, thegrillingguys.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see a bunch of our sponsors. ThermoPen's one of them. Click on that link. Buy yourself a Mark IV. It's the most phenomenal tool. It's an essential for good grilling.
If you only have one tool in grill box, you've got to have a ThermoPen.
You can pick up your meat with a pair of pliers.
Right.
Okay, get a ThermoPen.
But because, you know, again, reiterating the obvious, but that's the number one problem that we talk about with people is that you overcooked your meat, and that's why it was dry. That's why you didn't like it. The texture was wrong, and you can't do that unless you're.
And we had that conversation while we were eating. Olivia's boyfriend Matt is quite the chef. He's in the trades. He's a skilled tradesman, but he loves to cook. He's like me, so he's made the comment that these pork chops were the best he'd ever had, and they were absolutely perfect. And I said, well, thanks, but you know, it's all just bringing it to the right temperature. And he went on about how his grandma overcooks every piece of meat that
my mom did too.
Did. Yep. And I made the mistake of saying, in general, a lot of women do that. Oh my gosh, was that a conversation killer?
You got a family full of women that are really good cooks too. So you got to be careful with that. But they didn't go away from home to learn. Right. And Maureen's a wonderful cook, and you do all right as well. So, you know, it's one of those things where if food is prepared properly, it's wonderful. And if you go beyond it, then, you know, you got an issue.
So I'm getting ready for deer camp, and we've had an issue up there. A couple years ago, our old faithful Coleman lantern, it's a real old school Coleman lantern.
Mm-hmm, with the gas generator and the silk mantle.
And the little lever on the side that you adjust.
That's the jet to let the amount of fuel through.
Yes.
You're talking to a guy that used those my whole life.
Okay.
Yeah.
So ours quit working.
Okay.
And I tore it apart, and I could not figure out really what the issue is. I think I know what the issue is, but it's like I have enough things to do. I'm not going to learn how to be a Coleman lantern expert.
Well, it's a reasonably simple piece of equipment. You pressurize some gas. It sends it through a jet. You light it. And that mantle in there collects the fuel and
right.
burns, right?
So my story is I took it all apart, could not find the issue, and I researched it online. I found out that Coleman actually will let you, for $55, send it in, and they'll rebuild it and send it back. So that baby is in the mail as we speak. It'll be delivered this morning, actually, to Wichita, Kansas. And the good people at Coleman, for $55, will take your old Coleman lantern and refurb it.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what it comes back
excited.
Because they don't make them like that anymore.
No. I know. That's why I'm investing in it.
Right.
Exactly. So I'm pretty excited about that, and we'll be able to see.
Cool. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about this tailgating season that's upon us and some essential gear that you need to bring with you to make it a great tailgate. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim since 59. Been at the top of our game. We stand.
Welcome back. This is Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in Grand Rapids. You know what? Summer's coming to an end, but there's still time to do a lot of projects around your house, and the professionals at Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens can give you all the expert advice you need to make your project a success. They're not contractors, but they have a huge supply of building supplies. And go see any one of their convenient seven locations at Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens. Barbecue Bob, we're talking about essential gear for the tailgate.
That's right. It's time to plan your fall out, buddy.
Right, exactly. And shout out to our friend Don from Wells Fargo. Had some health challenges, and he's on the recovery, so we're missing him. But I think as a result, we're not going to be doing our normal big Michigan-Michigan State tailgate this year, but that's okay.
No.
But we have a little experience at this.
That's right. That's right. And I wanted to mention that October 12th, for that weekend, that show, it's going to be all about fall beers.
Okay.
And we have a specialist coming in that's going to, a lady that's going to school us on fall beers. So, hint, it's going to be porters and stouts.
Oh, very nice. You can call me porter. I'll call you stout. That'll work.
Well, if I keep going to snap, I'll be stout.
Yeah, right. Yeah, stealth. That's what it is stealth. But anyway, well, that's cool. Well, that's next week, right? Or 2 weeks.
No, it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks that we'll do that, yeah. So that's cool.
I know. September's gone, man.
Right, yeah.
Doof. It's gone. Yeah. It's history.
Exactly. So let's talk a little bit about gear for tailgates.
Essential gear.
What are you thinking?
Well, one of the things that is really nice to bring along, the weather can be really crazy when you're tailgating. So keep in mind, you might want to have a canopy on standby because every now and then, you don't have to always put it up, but every now and then, halfway to the game or halfway to the tailgate, depending on how far you have to go, you might see some clouds rolling in, and you might just say, man, we might just get a little flash rain. And even if it's just a little quick one, you should have a canopy ready to pop up.
Right, because it'll dampen your party, all puns intended.
It messes everything up. Yep. Yeah. And then the wind becomes a problem as well. And,
you know, especially when we're grilling, right? I mean, if you've got a charcoal grill, that wind will fan the fire and you'll get too much heat. You got a gas grill, it can sweep the heat away. and it takes a lot long time to get things cooked. And we've experienced that.
Yeah, we have a listener, and I can't think of his name right now, of course, but he lives over in the Cascade area, right by 96 and Cascade Road, and he loaned me this universal pop-up wrap. It's basically a canvas that fits around a 10 by 10 pop-up.
Okay.
It hits two sides. That was really cool. So it got me to doing some research, and I found this item here on the interweb, and it's called a Quickset 9294 Screen Hub Wind Panel. And that's a lot to remember, but the long and the short of it is you can go to the internet and just search this thing. It's called a Quickset. And I've got some square pop-up blinds that my favorite one's my Browning that I got from Allen Bob's. And the newer deer blinds have like four ribs that you push out on and they just flex out. Well, this is, if you look at it here, it's a square panel that has that same set of flex rods in the middle with a hub. Yeah. And you push on it and the thing pops out and then you tie it to your four posts. And now you don't only have a piece of canvas that's blowing in with the wind. You have something that's kind of pointed out so it diverts the wind around you. And
it, that must create a little extra space inside your tent.
A little extra space, yep. And it really buffers the wind.
Right.
So I
and
thought
how much
that,
are those things online?
I thought that was a really cool device.
You got a price on it?
$35.
Yeah, super cheap.
I know.
And it'll knock the wind down. Everybody, you know, wind happens in the fall, right? Everybody will be a lot more comfortable inside your tent if you can break that wind on the two sides that it's coming from.
Yeah, if you can just break the wind, you
right.
said it.
Right. And they might not be comfortable if they're inside the tent with you and you broke wind, but they'd appreciate it, the wind being broke.
I knew you were going there.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, maybe I beat you there. So anyway, chairs. I'm not a big fan of chairs at a tailgate.
I never sit down.
I know. I don't either. That's what I said. But a lot of people will want to sit down and relax a little bit. But
you got to have them for some people.
Right. I just feel like it's an active time to be up walking around. You know, you got a plate full of food. You're socializing with all the people that are there.
And I think it depends on how long you're there.
Yeah.
If it's a long one, we've had some long ones.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to have a place to sit down.
I think I even have some pictures of you at a tailgate where you were sleeping in a chair.
I think you've got pictures you need to keep your mouth shut about.
And for a donation of $59.95 to the
that
Wounded
was a
Warrior.
Long, that was a long day.
Yeah.
Let's change the subject. How about the big thing that people tend to forget is when you're going to a tailgate, you're going to have a lot of food around, and it's really nice to have a canister of sanitary wipes.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to be handling food, maybe even some raw food.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got raw meat, right. You definitely want to have some disinfectant wipes. There's a million of them on the market.
Little canister of them for $4. And
so you can clean up the food, the mess, real quick, and then bring a couple garbage bags. Big deal.
Right. That is a big deal because you're making trash no matter what you do. Right. Coolers. Our advice on coolers is freeze some beverages that you're going to want to use while you're there. Maybe even waters, right? Get a half a dozen waters and freeze them the night before, because it does two things. Once you're getting beverages and your ice out of the same space in a cooler, because space is always an issue. You know, I like to bring the smallest cooler I can to get everything in it that I need,
yeah,
because they take up a lot of space in the vehicle, right? But the other thing is that if you use bottled water, and you could use a quart jug or a half gallon or a gallon, whatever it is, but if you use bottled water, your stuff's not getting wet. You throw a bag of ice in the bottom of a cooler, invariably, everything's going to be laying in water by the end of the day.
Invariably.
Right?
So tell me about that rib roast you were going to do.
Oh, yeah. So next weekend, I'm going to be in Chartucky, my hometown, Charlotte, Michigan. And one of the guys that's there, I'm going for deer camp, right, bow camp. And one of the guys that's there raises certified Angus beef. And when he was there last year, he's like, why aren't you cooking some of my beef? I'm like, well, why aren't you bringing some of your beef? And I'll cook it up.
Stupid question.
Right. So at the end of the day, I saw him this summer at a wedding, and I said, hey, let's do that beef thing. And I said, why don't you bring a rib roast or two over, and I'll put them on the smoker, and we'll feed everybody. Well, I said rib roast. He heard chuck roast. So I was making the arrangements.
No, he heard rib roast.
Right, yeah.
He saw $5 a pound versus $9 a pound.
Right. Well, yeah, but it's
so
his
he's
beat.
Dutch. He's right, Dutch. Right, yeah. He's but, Dutch.
So anyway, at the end of the day, I was informed yesterday as I'm planning for my week ahead, which is also a big part of tailgating, is the planning. But as I was planning, I got to cook four chuck roasts. And I'm interested because rib roast, standing rib, got that. Chuck
easy.
Roast, what are you thinking?
Oh,
what's the easiest way to do it?
Probably one of my favorite pieces of meat.
Right. Very flavorful. Roast, just above the brisket on the shoulder of the animal.
I would smoke them.
Yep. Right.
I'd
right.
smoke them. I might take one of them and cut it into strips and make some jerky mm-hmm. while I'm smoking them.
Yep.
But I would definitely smoke at least two of them.
Right. I got four.
How
as
many
I
guys there?
It. Well, it's one of those things where it's kind of an open house in the
How
evening.
How many guys?
16, 10? 10, 16, something like that.
So if you smoke two and you make two jerky, you're in good shape.
Right. And there'll be a lot of other food there,
yeah.
too, right? But season them with salt and pepper and a little garlic, I thought maybe, and,
yep.
And then just...
For that jerky, just go to thegrillingguys.com and search jerky, and you'll get some nice jerky recipes.
Yeah, there's several of them out there, yeah. So anyway, so that's good. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things. You got a little curveball, you got to hold off and hit it. But anyway, coming up next, hot and cold coolers. Is there such a thing? You're going to learn about it. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are Better Made.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the grilling guy show.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Talking a little tailgate barbecue, Bob.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Man, I really, really enjoy it. You know, the thing is that it's a chance to perform a little bit. And if I have to go to my ego, I always really enjoy you can attest that I stress out sometimes because I want everything to be perfect.
Never noticed.
Right. But if I could chill out just a little bit and say one of my favorite parts about it is it's active cooking and it's immediate gratification. When I cook for these big barbecues, it might be 4 or 5 hours after I've got everything done before somebody's eaten it, and then I'm out of there. I drop a lot of them off, right? But this one, you're taking stuff right off the grill, right off the rotisserie, right off the
smoker.
They're
standing there in anticipation.
Right, and they're waiting
for it. I think my
it.
Favorites were always the Michigan State games with Wells Fargo.
Right. Yep.
I miss doing those. And
right.
I wish Michigan State wouldn't have changed their rules because they really boxed us out of that.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Well, in all the universities, Michigan's the same way now. Where you have to buy your catering on campus from the approved
Maybe
vendor.
We could get a Grand Valley tailgate going.
Right, yeah.
Or a Ferris.
There you go.
Or a Central.
Yeah. Ferris's homecoming is today. This Saturday is their homecoming. But anyway, so when we do these, you know, you gotta bring along food that are easy to eat because it's not like you got a place to sit down. It's not like you got a beer.
Don't
or a
get elaborate.
Right.
Yeah.
right? Food with a handle.
Yep.
Is perfect, you know. So you got the easiest one is a chicken wing, right? It's got a knob on it or
wonderful.
An end, and you can, you know, take the meat right off there.
And you can even lollipop those chicken wings if you want a real handle.
Yeah. Well, what's that mean?
That means you, of course, you cut the foreskin off it and slide it all up.
It's a circumcised wing. Are you talking about? What are you talking about?
No, you take the end of it and you just slice it and you pull the skin up over it. So. It sort of wraps up over itself, and it looks like a lollipop.
Yep, right. And then you smoke those, deep fry them, grill them, whatever
it.
You want to
yep,
do.
Just grill it.
Right, exactly.
And if you want to do those in advance, let's face it, it's not that easy to cook at a tailgate.
Right.
You can do it, and there's certain things you have to do there. The one thing that unfortunately is really hard to do at a tailgate is deep fry anything. And that's,
well, oil's a mess.
But that would be like the greatest thing to have there is some deep fried stuff, because I'm thinking corn dogs are the ultimate handle food.
Yeah.
And it'd be a really good tailgate food. But having that hot grease with all those people having fun around you, yeah, big liability.
Right. You'd want to cordon that off pretty tight, because you're right. 350-degree oil doesn't do well.
There's an invention waiting to happen.
Right. Well, you have that little portable fryer.
Oh, you have the flat top 360.
But that's a that's something. The other food with a handle is kebabs. Easy,
yep.
easy.
Super simple.
You can put chicken, you can put shrimp, you can put sausages, you can put beef, whatever you want on a stick, a skewer, and mix it up with some onions, maybe some peppers.
You should plan on bringing a grill along, though.
Right, yeah, because you're going to want to not eat those raw, right?
Yeah.
That's why you're bringing a grill. I don't ever tailgate without
Sobe
a grill.
Sobe does something we used to have as kids. My mom would get mock chicken legs. Do you ever remember those?
Yeah.
They were like breakfast sausage on a stick.
Yeah.
We loved them.
They're breaded.
They had breading on them. And we'd eat the heck out of them, because when I was a kid, chicken freaked me out, especially if it was a drumstick. I don't know. There was
too close to home.
Veins.
They're running around in your yard.
Yeah,
and now you're eating
maybe.
One?
There was those little veins in them. And I don't know. We were a beef and venison family, to be honest with you. It wasn't a lot of chicken, and when there was, my mom was doing deep-fried chicken, and it was to die for.
Fried chicken.
Yes, and that was great, but we didn't do, like, you know, wings and legs were kind of taboo. My dad was, he wouldn't even eat spaghetti. Are you kidding me?
Really?
No. He was an old-school Finlander, man. He wanted to see horns and potatoes.
Right, yeah.
Either from a deer or from a cow.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but so I found that Bed Bath & Beyond has a phenomenal tailgate section.
Is this the softer side of Barbecue Bob? We're going to Bed Bath.
Well,
are you registered?
In doing all the research, yeah, I've been in there a million times. They're pretty good for a lot of things. They don't have all the high-end stuff you want in terms of knives and stuff, but they got a pretty good selection of some of that kitchen stuff.
Right. Cutting boards, they got a lot of those, and those are important.
Tailgating stuff, as I'm searching online, they keep popping up with all these different things they make. And one of the things that I really love the idea of, and we bought this for Matt and Emily, it was a collapsible wagon. We bought it when they had the twins.
Sure.
And
now the twins can walk, so they can use it as a tailgate vehicle.
Well, how cool is it if you have something you can tow a whole bunch of stuff for 3 or 4 or 5 blocks in? You know what it's like when
you don't want to carry
around,
it all, right?
Parking around stadiums.
Right.
You're going a long ways. And now you've got this wagon, you can just collapse the whole thing.
It's kind of like the scissor sides in the end, and it collapses left to right and front to back.
And Coleman makes this one. It's $109. It's called the Camp Wagon in Silver.
Oh, yeah. You had to choose
the
silver.
Be good for a Lions game.
Funny. But that's a great piece of equipment, because your point is a good one. Your point is a good one, is that rarely are you, if you're tailgating with a bunch of people, are you all together? You might have to come from across the parking lot.
How big is your backpack?
Right. Yeah, right. And can you could put a grill in that wagon, and you can in your backpack.
Right.
And unless it's we'll be talking about small grills in the next segment, and maybe one of those would go in there, but not this. But
talking about hot and cold coolers, we've talked about it a million times, but if you're new to the show, it's called thegrillingguys.com.
Right.
That's our website anyway. Hot and cold coolers. Get a good cooler, put your hot stuff in it, it stays hot.
Right.
And it works remarkably well. I can't believe I was like 50 years old when I figured that out.
Right.
I think Rob Russell taught me that in our first event we did. and we just brought a cooler and we threw the stuff in hot. And I'm like, oh, it'll do that? Won't it make everything cold? No, it holds the temperature. So
they're not called heaters and coolers, but they do keep stuff hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just it's like Kleenex. It's a tissue, but they call it a Kleenex. It's a cooler, but it keeps stuff hot.
And, insulated food box.
And, you know, this is as long as I'm going down this road, when you smoke a pork shoulder, right, you get that thing to your 192 degrees, you pull it off, you can drop it into, I call it a dry cooler. There's no ice in there. There's nothing in there. You drop them in. They're wrapped in foil, and you shut the lid. I swear to you that 8 hours later, if you didn't open that lid, that thing will only have dropped 3 or 4 degrees in 8 hours. So you can pull your food off the smoker, put it in there. It's wrapped in foil, but you leave that lid closed and serve it whenever you want to serve it.
Especially if it's an Igloo 5-day cooler.
Right. Yeah.
Those
any
things
one of those.
Hold the temperature like crazy.
Yes. Yeah. Any of the 5-day coolers work out really well because that heat is not going anywhere. You've got it encapsulated. And as long as you don't keep opening that, you know, the key is not to store other things
that's
in there
big word.
That you want to keep warm. You got me on the word there. But that you want to keep warm because the meat will stay in there perfectly. And you can put your briskets and your shoulders in there. It doesn't
And that's
matter.
What we traditionally have done in the past
right.
is throwing butts and briskets in. But I'm telling you, you can do wings. You can do your cheese dips. You can take one cooler. As a matter of fact, when I was on this, I think it was Bed Bath & Beyond site, they had a
He's hooked.
I am. I didn't know they were so deep in this tailgate stuff. But it's a lot of it's just online stuff. But
sure.
they're smart to do that. Go up against Amazon, beat them up a little bit. Bezos doesn't need any more money. So they make a cooler that looks like a Yeti, and it has wheels. And inside it, when you flip the top open, there's a partition with a smaller section, and then the rest of it's the big section. I mean, you could literally throw, you know, your butts and briskets in one side and in the small section put something that's going to be really wet or vice versa. So you're not commingling your foods.
Right.
In other words.
Yeah, and I guess the last tip I do on that cooler is if you are going to put butts and briskets in there, maybe drop a garbage bag in there and set your butts and briskets in it
Good
because
point.
the juice yeah. From
we
the
totally
butts and briskets
it'll Don trash Van your Dine's.
Yeah.
We totally trashed his Yeti.
Right, yeah, it'll trash your cooler and
he liked it though. He wanted the smell of barbecue.
Well, he got it, baby.
It's there forever.
It's there forever.
Bleach.
But anyway, whether you're doing it in a lodge or with your son, we're going to hibachi next. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Welcome back. This is Grilling Guys. I'm Grilling Guys talking about the live from the Standard Lumber. Lumber at Standard Kitchen Studios. And we've been talking tailgating during most of this show. We went down a couple rabbit trails, but we're back. So anyway, Barbecue Bob, we're at this point where we want to talk about maybe some of these grills that we can take with us on a tailgate. Usually a limited amount of space, and you don't want to, you know, set up a huge setup. So you got on the show plan here.
You got to have some small stuff. That's right. Well, when I was in the service in the Pacific, that's when I got turned on to a hibachi grill. And, of course, there was a bunch of Asian influence, and that's where they all came in from, Taiwan, I think. Anyway, it's just a little
– they all being the grills, not the people? Okay.
Well, both. But it's just a little cast, looks like a giant shoebox maybe, with a grate on top. And you got a couple little slide grates on the bottom, and you just put some coals in them. You put the grates on, you put your meat on, and you get your party on.
Pretty hot, though.
It's all on.
Right? I mean, because – because it is like a shoebox.
It's cast.
Right. And the other thing is that your coals are a few inches from your food,
foot. That's a great safety point I'd make for my brother-in-law, Steve, safety man. I'd say don't put that thing in your car when you're done. Leave it sitting behind it.
Right.
Let that thing totally
Nobody's going to snatch it away when you're at the tailgate because it's hot.
And don't do like we did one year and go dump your coals behind the bushes.
Yeah, and light the wood chips on fire.
Because some drunk will go walking through there barefoot.
Right.
And then you've got the, walking on hot coals thing in a soothsayer.
Well, I remember that you had a hibachi that came with a fire bag.
The son of hibachi, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that was where when you got and that one unfolded. You took it out of the bag and it... And there was a hinge in the middle.
It's called
and it
Son of Hibachi. You can buy them online. I think they're $150. I still have it. You've used it before.
Right.
It's clamshell. You open it up. There's two grates. It's wonderful. The guy has thought it out. He's from, like, Seattle. He's got to be in his 80s by now, but brilliant inventor.
He's Grandpa Hibachi, not Son of Hibachi.
Yes, that's right. He's a Hibachi-san. Yeah. Anyway, it's like a hibachi grill, but it unfolds and... You put it in a snuffer bag when you're done so you don't have to worry about the hot coals.
Right.
It's really cool. He did his research. But his is made out of stamped steel. It's not cast.
Okay.
So it's lighter to carry. So if you have to throw it in your little Bed Bath & Beyond wagon, you can do that, your little Coleman foldable wagon. But that's Son of Hibachi. Now, my favorite is the Lodge Hibachi.
Well, Lodge makes everything wonderful.
If you don't have a Lodge Hibachi, you got to order one. You can go to their website and just order it online. You can get that stuff at Allen Bob's. You can get it even at Meijer.
Right.
But the good stuff, you got to find a real Lodge dealer.
Right. And Lodge, L-O-D-G-E, is the brand name.
Yeah. They're out of Tennessee. They're just south of my daughter's place there, right on the freeway. And when I go down there, I love stopping at their factory outlet because they have really great deals on blems. I mean, a giant store full of blems.
Yeah, and to me, a piece of cast iron cookware, what's a blem? It doesn't matter. You're going to heat it up, and it's going to cook your food.
It's half price. Please give me a blem.
Right, yeah, exactly. And the next time you're down there, I need you to get me a Dutch oven because, you know, I just don't have one. And I'm so jealous because you use it all the time. And
I have a couple of them.
Do you?
But you're welcome to take mine to Deer Cramp.
Right. Yep. Because
you
know what?
If you need it.
Yeah, that'd be kind of
fun. If I don't take it, I don't think I will.
Yeah.
I'll typically stop at Sobeys and pick up. Like next weekend, we'll be going up, so we're going to have to pre-record the show because I'm out of here early.
On the weekend of the 12th?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. So we're good.
Yeah, let's pre-record.
We'll pre-record it because that happens – I'm going to Cedarville in the UP and do a little fall salmon fishing in the Carp River.
Nice.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
So anyway, my point was I'm going to go to Sobey and pick up some smoked pork chops.
Oh, those are good.
And
because all you got to do is heat them up.
You saw the grates we have at Deer Camp.
Right.
And you just throw this grate over our big fire, rake the wood to the side, get some coals over here, throw the grate on it, and you throw these pork chops on there. And they just start sizzling as soon as they get on there. You leave them on about 2 minutes each side because they're already smoked. They're cooked.
Right.
You get those and
heat them through is all you really want to do.
A jar of pickled asparagus and a bag of Better Made potato chips. I'm done. It's game over. It's all. That's my dinner.
Right.
Now, I'll probably have some of Sobey's famous Parmesan artichoke dip, and we'll probably do some great homemade salsa with some chips. There's a chip company up around Hart, Michigan, and I can't think of the name of it, but it is absolutely the best nacho chip in the world. I'll make sure I have some of those. A little tough to find. I wish I could think of the name of it, but I'd love to get them on the show because these people have figured it out. Weber Smoky Joe, that's a grill. If you want to spend only $139, go to Garrett's Appliance on 28th Street, and I believe it's Byron Center.
Right.
And
28th and Byron Center Avenue, right on the corner.
Yep. They have a little Weber. It's a baby kettle.
Right.
They're like $139, $129, maybe $99. And it's wonderful because
well,
it's got this handle.
If you tell them the grilling guy sent you, it'll be $89, right?
Yeah. They'll probably charge you more. no, they love us. But it's got this wonderful handle that folds up over the top, locks the top down. We were talking about hot coals.
Right.
So you know, let the thing burn out while you're at the game. Before you put it in your car, you put the top on, you put this locking lever on it. It's called a Smoky Joe. It's made by Weber. And, you know, Weber, right out of Chicago, Illinois, the Stevens Company.
Right.
The Weber kettle. I mean, it used to be a buoy in the Great Lakes, right?
Right. Yep.
That's how they made
patterned
it.
After.
So this little Smoky Joe is, if you look at it, you'll see it's a buoy with a handle.
Right.
Like David.
And it doesn't sing as well, but it cooks like crazy. They
so where are the spiders?
Brian, can we cut that out of the show?
Little Ziggy.
Yeah, but anyway, the equipment that you bring to your tailgate is the smaller, the better, the more portable, the better. I'm not one of these guys that, I shouldn't say that because we brought the trailer smoker before.
You are one of those
guys. But at the end of the day, portability and functionality, if you can mix the two, that's a really good thing. And because if you're going to the game, now we've done them both ways where we go to the tailgate and we are the cooks and everybody vacates and when it's game time and we tear down and leave.
Right.
That's one way to do it, but most people are going to want to go to the game. They're there to tailgate and see the game.
Yep.
And that's where you need these smaller pieces of equipment that you can cool down quickly.
They actually have portable TV screens now that are pop-up that you can bring, too.
Right.
You don't even need a whole TV.
Right, and that's doing some man tailgating. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man!
Today's man law. This applies to tailgating, Jop, and you might remember. If another man's fly is down, you didn't see anything, and may not make a comment about it.
Well, I agree, a public comment, but I think if you're one of his mates, you better go up and tell him, hey, you know, zip up, brother, because unless, of course, you're trying to advertise. And then if it's an advertising opportunity, then maybe you just sit back and watch it happen.
So earlier this week, one of my old homies from Hersey, Michigan, gives me a call. This is the guy that went down to the AFI station with me. We were going to sign.
What is that? I'm not familiar.
It's when Armed Forces. When we were signing up, he was signing up with me. He rode down with me, and he sat with me while I picked my job. And he ended up not going in. His name is Bob Jacobs. And I actually dated his sister long, long ago. But he lives down in Daytona, Florida now, and he was up, and we met. He was staying in Montague. We met at Cedar Springs Brewing Company, and I got to tell you, number one, it was great to catch up with an old homie.
Well, sure, you got to do that. And life's short, man.
And
you got to do that.
Yeah, the folks at 98.5 UPS, we got a lot of old friends up there that listen, my old homies up there, and a lot of them will know Bob Jacobs. He's a good man. It was just great to catch up with him. I wish I would have had a DD. I'd have stayed 5 hours instead of three.
Right.
But Cedar Springs Brewing. Okay. Holy cow. What a fantastic place. We need to get him on the show. This is a German brewery that has food.
Their chef is wonderful. chef is wonderful. Yeah. He makes German the schnitzels.
That's what I had.
Oh man, it's unbelievable.
Oh,
really, really good.
I put on the feed bag, baby. Yeah, yeah. I was ready for a nap when I left there.
Right.
The
beer is good,
home.
But the food is really good,
too.
Beer
is fantastic.
Too. Yeah.
I tried, I think, 10 different beers in the little flights. It was fantastic.
All right. Well, coming up next, what beer do you take to your tailgate? Selecting the right beer for game day. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Hey, this is Jop from the Grillin' Guys. Build or redecorate with composite decking by TimberTech. Now through July 31st, you can save an extra 5% when you purchase both your composite decking and premium deck railing from Standard Lumber. TimberTech decking starts at $1.75 per lineal foot and is available in many styles and finishes. Visit your local Standard Lumber location for details and enjoy the outdoors on your new redecorated deck. Check them out at standardlumber.com. We're going to bring this train to the station. We've been talking a little bit, well, a lot actually, about tailgating and some of our tips and techniques that we're passing on to you. And Barbecue Bob, this is probably one of the most important ones, is selecting the right beer for the game. I got a couple ideas, but what were you thinking?
Well, I'm headed up on Friday afternoon, so Thursday night I will be going down to Schmoe's, and I will be picking up two or three cases of beer to bring up with me because I have a crew coming up. And, you know, those nights around the campfire, it's nice to have a long neck, and Schmoe's still does their beer in a long neck.
Yep.
So I will probably get a case of John T. Pilsner.
Right.
And I'm going to see what else they've got in stock there. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to Schmoe's.
You know, and when you pick up beers there's a couple things that I want to make sure that I'm planning for, and that is, what is this weekend going to look like? Am I going to need to be active, or am I going to be sitting around a campfire? And the difference is that if I'm active, I want a session beer. Translated, one with less alcohol per bottle.
I want one that I can pick up easily.
Right.
So I'm going to go out on 28th Street, I-96, Schmoe's Brewing, right on the exit. I want one easy.
Right.
I don't know how to get all technical with
but,
session.
But no, I do, because if I start drinking Bone Crusher from
Schmoe's, you're going to be so happy.
Right.
Bring some bottled water. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
You need a nipple. Put it on the water.
Right.
Don't put it on your
because
beer.
You're going to, you know, the Bone Crusher and a high ABV beer, and you're not going to knock back six of them in an afternoon. Whereas the John T. Pilsner has got a little
perfect.
Bit less kick to it.
Perfect.
It's perfect
one to nurse.
Right. Yeah. And you know, like I said, if I'm active, I'm out doing things, I drink six, seven beers in an afternoon.
You know what's right by Schmoe's?
What's that?
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So you might want to get two wagons so you can put your keister in either side of it, and they can haul you back to camp.
And they also have Bone Daddies right in front of them, so if you want some good barbecue, there's a great restaurant right there. At Bed Bath & Beyond, I also found the Blackstone 1555 Tailgater Combo Gas Grill and Griddle. So it's one of those fold-up grills, and it's got grill on one half, griddle on the other. Have you seen those Blackstone griddles?
They're
in a lot of specialty stores. They're typically $449 for a big griddle for your patio. This is a little portable unit. Half of it's a grill, half of it's a griddle. I'm like, God, my favorite deer camp was when we used to go up by Atlanta, Michigan, and we'd camp in the National Forest up there. We brought 216 bys, which were army tents, and we had barrel heaters, and there were more elk than deer.
Right.
But we had a commercial-grade stainless griddle, propane-fired, we'd be out there making food on, and it was a giant griddle surface.
Flat-top grill, basically, is what it is.
So
right?
It's a giant griddle, and you could have your big spatula, and you could throw your onions and your oil, and you could yell all kinds of Japanese words and pretend like you're a hibachi chef.
Yeah, ting your spatula off the grill top, right?
To make it was so noise. Fun, though. I mean, it was perfect thing for deer camp.
Yeah.
And so this is a little mini version of that. I'm thinking I'm going to get one.
Blackstone tailgater.
1555 tailgater combo.
Yeah, kind of cool. For a couple hundred bucks, how could you go wrong? Even if you only use it once, right? It'd be a great little tool. But we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We are the Grilling Guys, and we hope that you enjoyed the show. Barbecue Bob, you and I are going to be doing a little bow hunting in the next couple weeks. So if you get up in a tree, secure yourself. And, come back down safely in a deer in a world worth taking a dive out of a tree for. So we appreciate you tuning in, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya!